Welcome to Bereaved Motherhood and All It Entails. I'm your host, Mackenzie, and on today's episode, we will be talking about how to support the grieving people in your life. So, how can you help those that you love grieve during this holiday season? It's a big question. I'm sure it's something that is weighing heavily upon your mind and your heart as you go into this season and as you have someone close to you who is grieving and mourning. The idea of how can I support this person? What can I do to ease their pain rather than to add to their pain? And first and foremost, I want to say that if you're here and you're the kind of person that's listening and trying to learn and grow, those are the best types of people that there are, because you are the ones that obviously are tenderhearted enough to be here listening and wanting to help and love and assist those close to you throughout these really dark days and hard time of year, in all honesty. And I think the best, easiest, most simple piece of advice is support their choices for Christmas. If they decide that they are going to stay home and binge Netflix all day long, don't judge. Don't try to change their mind. Just support them in that choice. If they're someone that decided that they were going to hop on a plane and go somewhere tropical or exotic, or go visit national parks, or whatever it is they're going to do, they just want to get away, then again, support that choice. I understand that their choices may very well impact you and your family traditions and your holiday. I understand that. But at the end of the day, if you can just support their choice and don't add judgment or try to influence their choice, you are earning respect in their mind and you're showing them that you love them and care for them and want to support them and be there for them above family traditions or what maybe you had envisioned for this holiday or for what you would like on this Christmas day or Christmas season. And so although their choices, they very well impact you, just know that just because they choose something really different this year doesn't mean that they're going to do this every year. They very likely may come back and have more of a traditional Christmas with you in the future. But at this point, this is all you're concerned about is this Christmas, this year, today, and you just want to support them where they are today and not worry about where they'll be next year or 5 years down the road. Because as we say so often on these podcasts is, you know, grief is a journey. It doesn't have a clear start end. Obviously, there was a start to this grief journey, but there's not a clear end. It's not on a road to a destination. It's just a long life journey. Full long journey. And so yes, you will be affected by their choices and their decisions, but just support it and love them regardless, even if you think they should be doing something else. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. They have to do what's best for them, and only they know that. And honestly, only we know what we would do if we were put in that exact situation once you experience it. You know, we might think, oh, I would do this or I would do that, or I think this would be more helpful. But you just really don't know until you walk in their shoes. And even if you walk in their shoes, your decision might look a lot different than theirs. And that's why there's no right or wrong choice. They just have to do what's best for them. And loving them and supporting them is the number one thing you can do. The number two thing that you can do is, you know, during the events of the holidays, there's so much going on that you can certainly invite them to things. And I would say do include them. If you're having a cookie exchange party, or you're going to have a girls' Christmas event party with maybe appetizers and wine and whatever that looks like, or you're having a couples get together Christmas party with a, you know, white elephant gift exchange, or whatever events you have going on. Maybe you're in charge of a company work party or your friend group Christmas party or whatever it is, you know, feel free to invite them. Please do invite them. But in the invitation, let them know that there's no pressure and that they can do whatever they feel is best at that time. So don't require an RSVP from them. I know that having headcounts can be really helpful and so important, and that typically it's the polite, courteous thing to do. But in these situations, you just never know how you're going to feel until the event arrives. So maybe they're gonna think, no, I don't wanna do that. And then the event arrives and you're like, you know what, actually, I wanna get out. I wanna go do something. Like, this would be good for us. Let's jump on board. But if you made them RSVP, then maybe at that time they're like, no, we're just gonna say no, because what if we don't fill up to it? Or we just don't want to have to commit. So if we have to commit, it's the answer is gonna be a no. You know, and likewise, maybe at that time they were feeling better, they were optimistic, they were trying to push themselves, and so they RSVP'd yes, and then the time of the event comes, and they're having a really hard day, or they just aren't in the mood, and all of a sudden they feel obligated to go, but, you know, they don't want to go. And so just invite, but put in the disclaimer that, you know, there's no pressure, whatever they feel like doing, you'll totally support. You just wanted to know that they are welcome, that you would love to have them, but you understand whatever their decision is, and that, you know, you don't need to give them, that they don't need to give you an answer in advance. Whatever they decide at the time is perfectly fine, and you support them either way. And also include in there that if they want to come and just be there for a little bit, that's fine too. Like, if they want to try it out and they don't want to stay, that there's no hurt feelings, that they're more than welcome to, you know, come late, leave early, stay for 5 minutes, be a no-show, stay for, you know, a long event. Maybe they want to get there early and leave early. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever they're up to, that you support them and that it's totally okay and fine. And that can just be really helpful. You know, grieving people already feel excluded. They feel isolated. So when you don't invite them, it just further establishes that feeling of isolation. Like, oh, we're dangerous. People don't want to be around us, so they're excluding us. And that can be really hurtful. So just having the invitation, even if they say no, can mean so, so much. And then when you let them know that they don't have to make a decision now, it, you know, they can go with the flow, however they feel at the time, they're welcome to, you know, come or stay, it doesn't matter. And then that they can be there for a short period of time or a long period of time, like they don't have to commit to a time duration. That can just also be very freeing, because it removes all the pressure and the anticipation. And, you know, it's the best case scenario for the grieving person. And then just know, whatever happens, that you support them in that and that you totally understand. So again, that theme of support in whatever decision they make, and just being understanding to that. And in that realm, just be prepared for plans to change. So maybe they told you, hey, we're going to be doing this, regardless if it's, oh, we're going to go to this party, we're going to do this event. Or maybe it was like, hey, this is kind of what we're planning on for our Christmas celebration or Christmas Eve celebration or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden plans change. And they're like, never mind, actually, change of plans. We decided to, you know, book that flight to Mexico, or, you know, change of plans. We were going to watch Netflix and binge all day, but that sounded kind of lonely and boring. And so we actually think we're going to show up for, you know, part of the Christmas celebration or whatever that looks like. Just be aware that their plans may change last minute, and that's okay. And again, support them in that. Again, regardless if it's a work party, if it's a family event, if it's a religious service, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just know that they may or may not end up going, regardless of what their initial plan was, that those plans change based off how they're feeling, what type of day they're having, what else is going on in their life. And all these things are things that are unpredictable. You just don't know how you're going to feel until the time of. Sometimes the fear of, the anticipation, is much, much worse than the actual event. Other times you might feel pretty good going into something and feel like, hey, I have control over my emotions, I'm in a good head spot, you know, I've done a lot to prepare and prep myself. And then all of a sudden it's very triggering, it's very upsetting, and it's like a hardcore no, absolutely pull out, you know, abandon mission. And so again, just supporting them, even if it, you know, messes up your own plans and you're like, oh, but I was really counting on them, or oh, I wasn't expecting them and I wasn't really prepared. Like, just know that you have to be flexible and you have to be prepared for whatever decision may come to be, regardless of what they stated beforehand. And just being supportive and loving and understanding, and again, being no pressure, laid back, and supporting them in that decision. So that's something that can really, you know, add to the grieving person's support, where they don't feel the expectations, they don't feel the pressures, and they know that they have the freedom to change their mind and do whatever they need to do at the current time, regardless of what previous plans were. Another thing that you can do is to offer just, you know, basic help, offer basic support. And maybe this is done in a way of like texting them and giving them, you know, some options like, hey, can I bring you a meal this week? You know, I could bring you a meal this day, or this day. I can leave it on the porch so I don't have to see you. I don't have to talk to you. You know, if you want me to come in, I'm more than welcome to do that too. I can do like a DoorDash delivery for you this week or next week. Or hey, maybe they'll take your living children that you do have and maybe pick them up from school after a school party or something, or maybe they get out at lunch and, you know, you're just struggling and it's just like you just need your you time and your space, and they're like, hey, you know what, I'll pick your kids up from school, I'll entertain them for the rest of the day, I'll feed them dinner, I'll bring them back to you, and I can even, you know, bring you back dinner from whatever it is, you know, they took your kids to get eat to go sorry, excuse me, to go have. You know, so just offering these like really practical ways of helping, and even just giving some lists like, here's, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 options. This is what these options look like. Hey, pick one of them. How can I help? Or pick two of them. How can I help? And just send it in a text, and that way they can respond to you on their time. And you're just offering very practical ways to help them and support them, you know, during this season. And it goes beyond the season. That's just great practical help regardless. That just shows, hey, I'm here, I care, I'm thinking about you, I know that you're grieving and you're struggling and that the mundane day-to-day things can be really hard, and here's some ways I want to help. So how amazing can that be? And it can just be extra true during the holiday season when there can be that extra emotion and hardships, and you know, it kind of takes us out of our pattern and routine and groove that we have previously found ourselves in. So those just little pieces of practical help can show a lot of support. And maybe too, like if you do have living kids and you don't feel like doing all the Christmas festivities, and you know that your friend or loved one has these living children and they're not in the mood, you can offer, be like, hey, I'm happy to pick up your kids, you know, on a Friday night and, you know, take them to the Christmas light display, or take them to meet Santa or this or that, if that would be helpful for you. You know, if you want to do that, if you just want to have them forego it this year, that's fine too. However I can help. So it's just a no pressure, no obligation, offering ways to be helpful to them. You know your friend, you know your loved one best. So you kind of know the best ways you can offer help, but also kind of giving them some choice in those offerings of these are the ways we can help you can be really nice too, because then they can be like, okay, you know, this would be the most helpful thing for me. And kind of gives them that sense of control when so much of their life has lost control, right? They can't control the fact that their child died. So they've lost control in the most personal way that there is. And so just having like those little pieces where they can make a decision can be really helpful, but giving them choices so that it's not overwhelming, because often grieving people are already overwhelmed and drowning, and trying to like make decisions can be really, really hard, and their faculties, their thinking capacities is not working up to par. So when you give them choices, you give them options, it allows them some control, but you know, within a structure. And of course, one option can always be just a no thanks to it all. And again, the no feelings hurt, nothing. And again, that doesn't mean you don't offer again the following week or a couple weeks later. So just that, you know, practical help. Another really amazing thing you can do is just like checking in on them and, you know, just texting them like, hey, I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you, sending them a Bible verse, maybe a lyric to a song, you know, or just a simple text, say, hey, just so you know, I'm thinking of you, you're on my heart, you know, I wish that you'd have the best day possible. Just those little acts of kindness can mean so much to show them that they're not forgotten, that they're loved, can be so, so meaningful. And kind of with that, when you go to send out your Christmas cards, it can be nice to, instead of maybe sending the Christmas card out that you're sending out to the rest of the world and to all your friends and family, you know, pick maybe a specific Christmas card for your bereaved loved one or friend, you know, one that's not going to be triggering or upsetting to them when they see the happy family on the front of it, or, you know, all the Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, you know, 'tis the most wonderful time of the year. All these like sentiments and sayings that we see on holiday cards that can be really upsetting and, you know, just really take a day that's been going pretty good and turn it to be a really negative day. So instead, you know, picking out a holiday card with them in mind and just writing them a sweet note and giving that to them so that they're still included. They haven't been forgotten. Again, right? We don't want to be forgotten. We don't want to be further isolated. So they're still being remembered, but they're being thought of specifically for them and their situation this year. And just recognizing that maybe the card you're planning to send out to, you know, all your family and friends isn't the most appropriate for them and their situation. And so just keeping that in mind and doing something a little special for them. Again, really meaningful, shows you're thinking about us and our feelings and our situation, and that just goes so far and is such, you know, a kind, wonderful gesture. Also, you can consider, especially if you're someone who would potentially be buying gifts for the child who passed away, considering maybe donating to a cause or a charity or something in honor of your friend or loved one's child who's no longer with us this holiday season. And so saying, you know, hey, you know, I made this donation, and just kind of showing that to them. However, whether you write that in the Christmas card that you sent them, or, you know, have a little ticket thing, like showing where you made the donation or what you did in honor of their child. And that will be so, so meaningful. Along with that, you could give them like a little Christmas ornament that they can hang on their tree in honor of their child, just as a way to say, hey, I'm thinking of your baby. And every time you hang this on the tree, I want you to remember, you know, your son or daughter, and just know that I also remember, I'm remembering them as well. So just those little things that they can keep. Maybe you come by and, you know, with your holiday cards, you give them a little goodie bag with some, you know, fresh holiday baking stuff in it. Maybe some like cheese and crackers. You know your friends, you know your loved one, you know what they enjoy or not. And so maybe some of their favorite things in a little basket with the holiday card can also just be a little treat, you know, that they can have themselves, because they might, and very likely don't fill up to, you know, Christmas baking and all that type of stuff. And so it still kind of allows them to have a taste of that without having to go through all the effort to do it, or, you know, go to the store and buy store-bought things when they're used to the homemade. So, you know, that piece of home, that kind of touch of normalism that you can provide them. All those types of little things like that just show them that you love them, you care about them, you're thinking of them, and that you support them in this journey and during the season. And you're recognizing that the season can be hard, but that doesn't mean that you're excluding them or ignoring them. You know, you're being intentional in what it is that you're doing and saying in your actions. And honestly, that is all we can ask. And it is so meaningful and so helpful and just such a blessing. And so I really encourage you, if there is someone that you care about who is grieving this holiday season, these are some just really simple practical tips of how to, you know, spread some holiday cheer and to brighten their spirits. I know you can't take away their pain. You can't give them the number one thing they want for Christmas, which is their baby back, right? No one can. And this will not fix them, it will not solve them, but it just shows them that you care, that you love them, that you're thinking of them. And that just means the world, because so many people don't do that type of thing. So those that do really stand out, and it just really is brought home, wow, these are safe people. These are the people I can trust and rely on. These are the people that are really here for me, that care for me, that love me, and that love my child. And honestly, showing that you love and care for their child just means the world to them, because one of their biggest fears is that their baby's going to be forgotten. So when you can honor them, their grief, and their child, that's just the most amazing thing ever. One side note is, if you address a holiday card, either address it to, you know, the like Jones family, or otherwise list every member of the family and include their child that passed on. You know, seeing their name included on a card will really warm their heart, because what many people might not think of is that we don't get to see many things addressed to our child. And so when we do get to see that, it just means so, so, so much, and shows, hey, you're remembering my baby, you're thinking of my baby, and you haven't forgotten them, you're including them. So just those little simple things mean the world and can really brighten somebody's day, and even turn someone who's having a hard day, turn that day a lot brighter and a lot happier, and they'll never forget it. It's something they will remember literally till the day they die, because it's that meaningful, it's that important. And so many people don't. So when you're the exception, which you will be in this case, it's just so, so meaningful. And it just shows your heart, and that you're caring, and you're being others oriented and focused, and that you really do love this person, their family, their child, and that you're here for them, and that you'll support them through thick and thin. And what an amazing gift that is, and how blessed these people are to have someone like you in their life, because you guys are the best types of support and people for the bereaved. And so we can't thank you enough for being here, for taking your time out of, you know, your busy day to listen and to help learn and grow and support those that you care about during this process. So again, thank you so much for being here. We do have a few other episodes on the podcast talking about ways to help support loved ones and friends who are going through this process. So, you know, I encourage you to check those out when you have an opportunity. But again, thank you so much for being here. We have episodes that drop every Friday at 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. Pacific time, and we look forward to seeing you next week. We wish you a wonderful weekend, and that you can have the best holiday season that you possibly can. And for all of you bereaved moms out there, just know that you're on my heart, you're in my prayers and on my mind, and I think of you often. My heart goes out to you, and I just hope that this episode can be shared with those that love you and care about you, so that they can better help you, and that you can feel better supported and cared for and loved, and know that your baby is loved and cherished and remembered this holiday season. And make sure to rate the show, leave us a review. It just helps the show out. And again, thank you for being here and supporting this podcast, this community, this space, as we seek to provide comfort and community for all of you amazing moms out there. And on that note, I wish you a wonderful rest of your Friday.